Hey everyone! Welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
Hello, I'm Elsie.
Elsie, thank you so much for all that stuff.
No problem. I'm glad that it's getting used、mm-hmm. instead of going into a landfill.
Yes! I mean, upcycling is so much fun.I'm going to get started on my junk garden this weekend.
I'm not sure how to make one, but I would like to try.
Well, it's actually really easy.
Really?
Hey, I know. Let's work on our junk gardens together.
Okay,、mm-hmm. sounds great. So, Erin, I think that's a great idea, but when are you going to introduce me to your garden right now?
Well...
I mean, you have a garden, right?
I do.
It's just you haven't planted anything.
I haven't. I have all the materials.
Mm-hmm.
But I think on Saturday, we should get together and、
okay.
we should make it. Now, let's take a look at day two of our article、
okay.
to find out what we need to do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Reading.
Upcycling, turning the old into the new. Creating your own junk garden is a piece of cake. It's also cheap, as you're reusing stuff from your own home. You can search the internet or magazines for decoration ideas.Or simply use your imagination. To get started on your junk garden, find different kinds of containers. They need to be big enough for roots to grow. If you're planting fruits or vegetables, make sure they're food safe. Remember that your container should have small holes at the bottom for water to drain out. Visit a gardening shop for good quality soil and seeds.You could even try to search for seeds in a local park. Next, decorate your containers. Start with some paint, and then look for small things around the house that might make it look nicer. For example, you could use some old lace or some ribbons. Check out the Creative Reuse Center in Taipei for more materials and ideas, too. Once your junk garden is complete,Display it proudly in your home. Just don't forget to water it.
Now, day two of our article begins by saying, creating your own junk garden is a piece of cake. Now, we're going to go straight into our shortcut for you today. So let's take a quick look at our video for a piece of cake.
Shortcut for you.
You look busy. What are you up to?
I'm working on a book report. It's due tomorrow night.
Which book is the report on?
Never Let Me Go.
Oh, you've read that book 5 times. It'll be a piece of cake.
Yeah, I really like a piece of cake.
I don't have any cake.If something is a piece of cake, it is very easy.
I'm disappointed. So, a piece of cake means 轻而易举，很简单的事。
I could really use a piece of cake right now.
Me too.
It would be a piece of cake for you to get us some cakes right now, wouldn't it? The bakery downstairs is still open.
Fine.But only if you pay for the cake.
Welcome back. Well, that's good news.
Mm-hmm.
At least it won't be difficult to make our gardens.
That's true. But now I kind of want a piece of cake. Well, let's see what else the article says. It says, it's also cheap as you're reusing stuff from your own home.
That's even more good news.
Right. Now it continues with, you can search the internet or magazines for decoration ideas or simply use your imagination. Now that word there, imagination, is a great word. Let's look at this one. It's spelled I-M-A-G-I-N-A-T-I-O-N. Imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Now, imagination is a noun that means the ability to form pictures or ideas in your mind. For example, we could say, the children use their imaginations to make up a new game.
Imagination 就是想象力的意思啦。We use our imagination to imagine things,、
mm-hmm.
to imagine, I-M-A-G-I-N-E, to imagine 就是动词想象的意思。
I bet you imagined a lot of things when you were young.
Maybe until now.
Okay. Well, so junk gardening is cheap,、
mm-hmm.
and it's really easy to find ideas
That's
too.
That's good.
So the next line of the article reads, to get started on your junk garden, find different kinds of containers.
Containers?
Now,、mm-hmm. containers. Before we look at that, let's、
yep.
look at the phrase, get started、
mm-hmm.
on.Now, get started on means to begin to do something. For example, we could say,
let's get started on this ice cream before it melts.
Exactly.
I love ice cream.
Me too. Now, the vocabulary word in that sentence we、mm-hmm. saw was container.
Container.
It's spelled C-O-N-T-A-I-N-E-R. Now, container is a noun, and we use this word to talk about something used for storing、
mm-hmm.
or holding things, like a box、
mm-hmm.
or a cup、
yeah.
or a jar. So, for example, could you take the food out of the containers and put it on the plates?、
Mm-hmm. Container 就是容器的意思啦。Containers contain things. To contain 就是包含 C-O-N-T-A-I-N, contain.、
Mm-hmm.
So next, the article says, they need to be big enough for roots to grow.
That's important.
So here it means the containers have、mm-hmm. to be big enough.
Right.、Mm-hmm. Because when your plants grow, if they don't have space...then they don't grow very well.
And they will die.
Mm-hmm. Now, the article also reads,
mm-hmm.
if you're planting fruits or vegetables, make sure they're food safe. Now, this is also really important.
Mm-hmm.
The term food safe means that the container is safe to put food in. Now, a lot of old containers might have dangerous、
mm-hmm.
chemicals、
yes.
or paint in them that will make your food unsafe to eat. Now, if you use those, you only want to plant food or you only want to plant plants that you're not going to eat.
Right.、
Mm-hmm.
Like plastic containers are not good to contain food, right?、
Mm-hmm, because of the chemicals.
Yeah, they might melt when the food is maybe too hot.、
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So we'd better use food-safe containers. 对食物来说是安全的容器是很重要的。
Mm-hmm. Now the article goes on to say...Remember that your container should have small holes at the bottom for water to drain out.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Right? So if you're going to water your plants, you need it to come out at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So our vocabulary word in that sentence is drain. Now, drain is spelled D-R-A-I-N, drain. Drain is used as a verb in this sentence,、
mm-hmm.
though also it can be a noun.But in this sentence, it means to make a liquid flow or move away from something.、
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, we could say, Ted drained his pool in October because it was getting too cold to swim.、
Mm-hmm.
That means he took all of the water out.
Right.、Mm-hmm. To drain 就是使水排出来也就是排水的意思。那 drain 这个字呢除了当动词之外也可以当名词。当名词的时候呢 drain 代表的是排水口。So to drain something means to make the water go away from where it is,、
mm-hmm.
like to drain the pool, 把池子的水排干。Here, the article reads, visit a gardening shop for good quality soil and seeds.
Yes, you want to use good quality soil、
mm-hmm.
so that your garden grows well. You'd want to do that in any garden, really.
Right.
Next, the article reads, you could even try to search for seeds in a local park.
Oh, wow, local park?
Yeah, now I didn't think of that before, but a lot of local parks have fruit trees、
mm-hmm.
or berry trees.So you could go and look for the fruit on the ground.
Or picks them.
Or picks them out of the tree and use those seeds. Now, you want to be careful. You want to make sure it's a public park so that everybody can do that. Because if you go into a private park, mm-hmm. you might be stealing. So don't do that.
Right. mm-hmm. So, but we have to get good soil to help it grow well.
It's true.
So soil is a word, it's a noun, and it means need to soil.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, let's find out what to do once we plant our seeds in that mm-hmm. soil. The article says, next, decorate your containers.
Then it reads, start with some paint, and then look for small things around the house that might make it look nicer.
Oh, like some stickers, or maybe some fake jewels mm-hmm. that you can put on clothing. Now, that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
We want our junk garden to look beautiful.
Beautiful.
Right. So it sounds like you can use anything.
Right. Mm-hmm. You can use anything you want.
Mm-hmm. Now, the article gives us some examples of what you can use. It says, for example, you could use some old lace or some ribbons.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two nice things. So let's look at those vocabulary words. The first one is lace. Now, lace is a noun. It's spelled L-A-C-E, lace. Now, lace is a type of beautiful fine cloth.
Mm-hmm.
It's got many small holes in it that make a beautiful pattern.
Right. I'm looking for lace on our bodies,
and
but
we don't have any.
Okay. So we could say, my grandmother has beautiful lace curtains in her window.
Right. Also, a lot of women use lace on their wedding dresses
mm-hmm.
because it's so beautiful.
Beautiful. Romantic.
Right. Now, the next word from that sentence was ribbon. Now, ribbon is spelled R-I-B-B-O-N, ribbon. Now, a ribbon is not like lace.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thin, narrow piece of material that you use to hold something together.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually used to make something nicer to look at.
Yes.
We could say, Jane kept her love letters in a beautiful box tied with a blue ribbon.
Ribbon 就是缎带的意思啦。I bet you've heard this famous song called Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round the Old Oak Tree.
I haven't, but
really?
I'm sure it's a beautiful song.
Tie a yellow ribbon round the old oak tree.
No, I don't
sure
think so.
Pretty old song.
Yeah, maybe when I was young.
Okay.
Also, when I was young, mm-hmm. my mother used to tie my hair with a ribbon.
With a ribbon,
mm-hmm.
right.
So you'll see a lot of ribbons in hair.
Mm-hmm.
Now, next the article reads, check out the Creative Reuse Center in Taipei for more materials and ideas, too. So, there's a special place in Taipei just for upcycling.
I didn't know about
yeah.
that.
It's really cool. It's a really cool place.
That's really cool. 如果同学们想要寻找更多的 materials, 也就是材料,还有 ideas, 点子,可以到 the Creative Reuse Center in Taipei 去看一看哦。或者是呢,你们也可以 Google 一下 the Creative Reuse Center in Taipei, 或许会出现很多很多的这个结果，然后你就可以去看一看那些地方到底卖的是什么东西。
Now, the great thing about the Creative Reuse mm-hmm. Center is that it's really near Taipei's flower market. So you
台北花市。
Oh, mm-hmm, wow. So you can make your junk garden materials and then go find some seeds.
And go buy some flowers.
Yeah. So next the article reads, once your junk garden is complete, display it proudly in your home.
And it finished up by saying, just don't forget to water it.
If you do that, oh, your plants will die, and then you'll
yeah.
need to make your junk garden again.
So always remember to water your plants.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get started on our gardens right after our For You Chat question. How about that?
That's a great idea. Okay, so that's the end of our article for today. For You Chat next.
For You Chat.
Now, Elsie, today our For You chat question is all about junk gardens.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, what are some things you can use to make your own junk garden? What would you use?
I thought something like used cans, 使用过的铝罐, old cups like this one, and mugs, 马克杯, can all be used in my own junk garden.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and one thing that crossed my mind was this old pot in my kitchen.
Okay. Now, the only thing you have to be careful with is if you use cans, sometimes old cans have dangerous chemicals in them.
Right.
So you can plant flowers in that, but I wouldn't plant any vegetables in that because it might be unsafe.
What about paper cup?
The paper cup, I think, should be fine, but you have to remember, cut the hole in the bottom.
Oh, I have to make some holes here.
Mm-hmm.
But when I water the plants, I think that cup gonna be
broken,
right?
That might
broken,
be too
right?
soft.
Yeah. So what about this glass?
The glass should be okay because it's stronger and it's really beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Now, what you might need to do is you might need someone to help you to cut the holes
in
the bottom.
Yeah, I was thinking about how can I make holes.
Mm-hmm. There are special tools you can use that you need to ask someone to help you use.
So I can make holes on the glass without breaking it?
You can.
Wow, that's nice.
Now, I was thinking, I have an old tea kettle in my house, kind of like this.
Mm-hmm.
But mine's not as nice as this. This one's a bit nicer. But I could use my old tea kettle to put my plants in. And same, this one's glass, so I'd have to find someone to make the hole.
Mm-hmm. And now, tea kettle is really beautiful, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's also something like this. Now, these are everywhere. They come full of candy, I think. And this is a lot easier to punch holes in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot bigger, so maybe you could even put a small tree in here.
I think you've got plenty already.
I do. They're not very nice, though. But what I could do is use something like this to decorate the outside.
Yeah, decorate the container.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good way to make your garden beautiful, right?
Yeah.
So you see, anything can be containers. Mm-hmm. Anything can be your junk garden, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So go find your own containers. Maybe get some old material from some t-shirts or some scarves. Get some glue, get some tools, and put all those containers together into your junk garden.
Erin, how can I make holes on my pan?
I think you need to get some special tools for that, I think.
Yeah.
Well, that's all the time we have for our article and our For You chat question today. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. I'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Upcycling, turning the old into the new. Creating your own junk garden is a piece of cake. It's also cheap, as you're reusing stuff from your own home. You can search the internet or magazines for decoration ideas, or simply use your imagination. To get started on your junk garden, find different kinds of containers. They need to be big enough for roots to grow. If you're planting fruits or vegetables, make sure they're food safe. Remember that your container should have small holes at the bottom for water to drain out. Visit a gardening shop for good quality soil and seeds. You could even try to search for seeds in a local park. Next, decorate your containers. Start with some paint, and then look for small things around the house that might make it look nicer. For example, you could use some old lace or some ribbons. Check out the Creative Reuse Center in Taipei for more materials and ideas, too. Once your junk garden is complete, display it proudly in your home. Just don't forget to water it.
Vocabulary Review. Imagination. When young children play, they use their imagination to think of interesting stories or games. Container. If there is any food left, put it in a plastic container and into the fridge. drain. After you cook the noodles, drain the water out and put the noodles back into the pot. Lace. Tabitha's wedding dress was made with beautiful old lace and soft, shiny silk. Ribbon. The mother tied a long red ribbon into her daughter's hair.